Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My favorite moment of this episode is when they're like, Zach, come over here. See the dancer. And he's like, I'm good over here, guys. Little too close to home.
Trigger warning.
With the strippers. Because I just pictured my mom.
Love is blind.
Funny. He will work that, my dead mom. Don't forget, she's dead. She's a dead stripper. Don't forget, he will work it into every conversation.
It made me think about poor people that their parents did jobs or professions that we all love. Like someone's dad was an ice cream man, and now someone can't eat ice cream. Someone can't go see strippers. What if somebody's mom died in an espresso factory?
I would enjoy it for them.
That's probably why Mike doesn't eat butter, because his dad was churning and yearning and yearning and yearning till he died.
I couldn't find the harmony.
It's been so long.
Also, you started it lower than normal.
Did not.
Yeah, you did.
My Fine. Tune, I said it where I want to.
Whoa! You know what? I'll give that to you. You came up with it, so you can put it. I will just say this: it's not where you usually put it, but it is your tune. You can choose.
This is Love Is Blind. This is season Love is Blind. Episode 11. We've got to hurry up and get this.
You
done.
You are overpriced.
We're not going to hurry up and get it done. I'm just ready to get this finished because then we can watch the next.
What
episode.
I've said to many an escort,
and well, I think more what they've said to you.
That's true.
That'll be $40. Really?
They
just gave me a blow pop and then stuck it up my ass.
They don't see the worth that I have inside.
Yeah.
It's all, remember y'all, we're all pink on the inside. that is truly a phrase someone wrote me and said, the most traumatizing thing that I've ever said. And I was like, I've said a lot of horrible shit on a podcast.
Yeah. That's why we're not ever going to be on.
I don't think we're going to be able to watch what happens live.
Yeah, you don't ever, never going to see us on Basic Cable or even 90 Day After Dark or 90 Day
no,
Bears All.
No, I think we need to be on like premium.
We're going to be on like Stars at like 1 in the morning.
More like Spice.
Yeah.
Where you can show like titties and cooch. Yeah. That's the only place for us.
That is really it. Y'all, I'm excited to announce it, but I'm scared it's going to just go all awry because Poodle's going to be in Orange County for his show. But it's also, as Poodle needs more to do, that's also Love Is Blind is going to be live.
They've decided to make it live on Sunday when I have a 5-hour rehearsal. Actually, only 4.
Okay. Yeah. So before that, though, we're going to be, you know what? We're in Orange County. Maybe we'll get Sonic delivered. That'll get you
It better
through.
Be a good Sonic.
Get your tater tots delivered.
Chicken toaster that they can make.
Well, now I have to drive down to Orange fucking County because we're going to do a watch along with Love Is Blind, the
because
reunion.
I can't drive down there because I'll be late for my show.
I'm leaving after the live. I'm not going to see your show. It's too late.
It's going to be in rehearsal.
Well, that's it.
So you don't you don't need to come to rehearsal.
I was
going to
go to the performance, but I'm not now. What's the point? Oh, well. I got out of that one.
actually, it's going to be a good show.
So if you're in the area, you can go. I won't because I'm already driving down to Orange County that week.
It is free. If you're in Orange County, please don't drive for this, y'all. It's free April 19th at the Chance Theater. Yeah.
If you live in Los Angeles, the day of the Oklahoma City bombing.
Again, you bring it up, and I can't imagine that's a date that most people remember who aren't from Oklahoma.
Seared in my brain.
Yeah.
How often do people from LA drive down to Orange County on the normal?
If they don't have to work there?
Yeah.
They go to Disneyland.
I guess that is Orange
County. That's it.
So that's
to see family? To visit the jail?
Why do you want to have family there?
Some people live there.
And that maybe you want to see where Back to the Future was filmed at that mall there?
Yeah. Kate Casey lives there. But in the nice part of Orange County.
Maybe I'll have dinner with Kate Casey afterwards.
Perfect.
Then it's a good use of my time.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
We haven't seen her in like 4 years because no one goes there.
We're friends with her. We literally have never met in person. Not once.
I think one time met her.
Yeah. Maybe the internet's bad. We can go to Kate Casey's house and do the live.
Yeah, in her white house.
With all of her children screaming about us. That'll go well.
Well, no, she'll tell them to leave because they're afraid of her.
Poodle has a nice Airbnb. It should all work out. Hopefully it's not like Crowdcast, but y'all, we're gonna send you a link an hour before at 4 p.m. Pacific time. This is for everyone on Patreon and Supercast.
Everyone, $5, $8, $50. It's for you.
Yes, everyone on every tier. You're gonna get a watch along. We basically just like we do our normal YouTube lives once a month with our $15 tier. So basically, it's gonna be a little different because that's where we're really interacting and talking to you and answering questions and spilling tea. This is us reacting.
I'm gonna be watching Vanessa Lachey's mouth.
Yes, we're gonna be watching I Do or I Don't.
No.
Oh, wait, no, that's the reunion.
Yeah.
Sorry, the reunion.
We're watching the reunion.
I'm sorry.
Too much. So it won't be as nonstop. We'll be talking about things like looks, probably.
Talking about looks.
We'll be talking about who shows up.
If Josh shows up, if Arena
shows
up.
Or if Arena shows up. I think
you just watched the trailer again, and we did not see Arena.
We did not see Arena or Josh.
Or Josh.
We saw the main cast.
Did we see Jackie?
Yes.
And we saw Marshall.
Yes.
So they're going to be there.
I think they're probably contractually obligated to be there.
Well, so are the Housewives.
That's true, but...
Of course, they're actual reality.
They have money.
Yeah, that's true.
These fuckers don't,
y'all. Yeah, Jackie, because she's going to sell that ring.
I also think that I have a feeling Love is Blind, the contracts may be a little more weaponized. I don't think that a lot of housewives would sign these ironclad contracts.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But when you've never been on a show before, y'all, you will sign whatever someone throws at you.
Oh, we're fucked on our first show.
I know.
But
I'll be signing over. I'll have to they'll dub me in so many languages.
Exactly. Exactly.
I can see it now. Vienna, no. Come
Wait,
at us.
So is this is really our YouTube live. Does this count? Do we still need to do a YouTube live later on?
Yes, unfortunately, because it's about a different thing.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah. I was just trying to make less work for you because I know you're busy this month.
How noble.
Oh,
how
yeah.
How noble.
I think that's it, y'all. So we'll see you then. Oh, there's going to be... I posted in the Sissy Squad, but also if you just Google, like, they're doing these events all around these different cities where you can go see the
Nashville,
pods.
Los Angeles, and New York. I don't know why they only chose Nashville.
Someone
to do
said,
it
I can't wait for them to come to Oklahoma City. I said, they're not going to come there.
I have a feeling that Nashville may be one of the next cities they're filming in. That may have
something
to do with it.
I think it is. Let me keep talking, and I'm going to look.
But I think it was only New York and L.A. and Nashville, I believe. Well, you can go to the pods, y'all. I know Colt's going to be in Nashville. And Cole of last season is going to be in Nashville. And so he's going to be in L.A. I wouldn't be surprised if he was meeting with managers.
Oh.
While he's here.
He totally needs that. Yeah. 100%. Cole's going to be on
Did you see the Craig Conover? is filming a movie.
He starred in it?
Starring.
Is he just bringing in pillows?
No, he was like an action. He was like shirtless, and he had cum gutters.
Oh, he worked out for
it. He's been cut. He's not eating late night Sonic.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I think. Oh, how lucky are we? Yes, it's only in the pods are only going to be in New York City on April 4th, which. Well, that's today. You missed it.
Well,
you missed it, New York. But for Nashville, it's April 7th. What day is? Oh, you missed it. You missed it, Nashville. I think that's. But everyone in Los Angeles, April 14th is going to be at the Tudum Theater. That's where you can.
Tudum.
Tudum. That's where you can stop by. You can meet fans, other moments, and you can join Cole Speed Dating in Los Angeles on April 14th. And then you can watch the season 4 finale there. And
where
then
he asks you what your favorite animal is.
And then on the 15th, they're doing something at the Brig at Abbot Kinney in Venice, California. I don't know what that is, but y'all, I'm going to email Netflix because I'm going to see if I can get a press pass.
I'm not paying for anything.
You can't go because you'll be in Orange County, but I'm going to go. So if any sissies are going, I'll be there. I think I'm going to go.
The worst excuse is I can't go. I'm in Orange County.
That's the worst excuse. The worst.
And y'all, I could go, but I actually have rehearsal on those days. So it'd be hard for me to go. If you know anything about going to Orange County, you have to deal with a certain villain of life called the 5 Freeway.
The worst.
And you don't know what state. It could take you 45 minutes or it could take you 2.5 hours. You don't know how long it's going to take you.
You never know. That's why you only go to Disneyland.
I swear to God.
Have you ever driven to Orange County to fuck a guy?
No. That's too far. One night, I was coming back from a gig in Orange County, and they were doing pretty intense construction on the 5.
At 3 in the morning.
And I think I finished the gig at like 11:30 at night. I think it was like Brea or something like that. Sometimes really far. And it took me over 2 hours. Normally at that time of night, it should have taken me about 45, 50 minutes. Yeah. And by the end of the night, I was so fried, I could barely sleep. It was like 2 hours, 15 minutes. And it's only like 35, maybe 40 miles. It was so awful.
It's far away. It's far away.
But I know people don't think that's far, but when there's construction on the 5 Freeway, they really do construction right there.
Yeah. Dad, did you ever have a guy drive up from Orange County to fuck you?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just as long as it's in your own
Sometimes
house.
They've Ubered.
Wow.
Yep. I'm that good.
I'm
you know
not
what?
Touching that
what they get
football.
With me is something they get with nobody else. That I can say.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's the best. I'm just saying it's unique.
Actually, you've been on record as saying it's the best many times.
Got a lot of notches on my bedpost.
Boy, and a lot
otherwise known as my lower leg.
And a lot of just score marks on her ass. IYKYK.
It sounds really weird saying it that way.
All right. It's 2 days until the wedding. Love is Blind, season 4, episode 11. You are overpriced. Let's do it.
Chelsea's still upset about the name issue, about not being able to talk to his mom. And I mentioned this the last episode. I don't know if she gets the right to speculate if she's going to be incommunicado. Just.
Yeah, because she said everything was fine. But last night he said he could. Basically, he said, I can't in good conscience have you take my name without my mother's blessing.
And this also feels super traditional for a girl like Chelsea who doesn't seem super traditional. So it does feel a bit fraudacity-ish to me.
It does.
Yeah.
As we said, we just... I kept watching even this episode and I went, wait a minute. Are they both going to say yes?
Oh, I hope
not.
Was
this a trick of editing the whole time?
There is one thing I thought about where I think... he could have a possibility here of having a get out of jail free card if his mother doesn't sign off, of being able to not be able to say yes because the mother doesn't approve. So,
that's the only reason I thought why he's bringing it up, because we see later on, like when his sister comes, who was really fun.
Barbara!
Barbara loves
her. Barbara, please, please, Barbara.
But they talk about he hasn't prayed in forever. Like,
yeah.
He clearly is not doing what his mother says for a long time.
Yeah.
So but they say, like, suddenly now.
I don't know. And the weirdest
thing
is,
audacity or his excuse.
The mom feels like some portrait of a parent in some, like, early 20th century play. You never see them,
never
but
see
their
them.
Presence is felt the whole time.
It's mother poodle energy.
Yes, it is huge mother poodle
None
energy.
None of y'all know what mother poodle looks like, but y'all feel
you
her.
You feel her energy.
You do.
I've been feeling it the last couple days. I have to call
you
her.
Call, oh.
Yeah. It's the kind of energy that kind of wakes you up and slaps you awake.
How long's it been?
Been about a week and a half. That's normal.
I thought it was normally a week.
I try to call her on Sundays. If I get last Sunday was busy.
We were busy.
Yeah, and so
if you call her on this Sunday, will she say something like,
"Well, get here from making sure you're okay"? I don't know. Your schedule's just all over the place.
I can just hear, "Hey, Jake,
it's so good to hear your voice. Your voice.
Just love hearing that message." Call your mom when you get a chance. I know you're busy, but I'm worried.
Just wanted to hear the sound of your voice. Muffin, get away.
I love it. The statistics have said Muffin is never going to die to spite you. And I agree with
I
that.
I can see it.
She'll just be a skeleton dog in 20 years just walking around looking at you.
Ooh.
And he said, because he says, well, it's hard for me for the woman that cared for me for 32 years, and I'm just going to throw this all away. And I wanted to say, what a shit mom.
Well,
that this woman that cares for you so close to you. I know there's cultural stuff, but.
I get it. I think I would believe that more if we saw him trying to talk to her earlier. It seems
we've
like.
We've never seen it.
It seems like she's just been brought up. And the concept of his mother has been inflated.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what feels fraudy to me. And yeah. And it makes me worried that they're making it a big deal. So because both of them are going to say yes, and I'm going to scream.
I'm not going to like that.
And you know what? Both of them will be miserable. It's one of those relationships.
They won't. I don't think they'll make it.
Because she won't be. He will be. Just apoplectic because being in Seattle with her.
And we're starting to see, he'll again, like I said last episode, you cannot enter a marriage when you have resentment.
Yep.
And the cracks will show. Cracks in her are already showing.
Yeah. Or you can enter a marriage when you have resentment, but make sure to kill them quickly after.
The views of Jake Anthony are not the views of Reality Gaze or any co-hosts that are participating in such podcasts.
Really, as soon as the ink is dry, everything's
yeah,
fine.
Not our... She said, now Chelsea does say something that is true. She said, you have this idea that our marriage is going to be hard and laborious and tough. She said, I don't see it that way. Why do you? And he does. He does see this like, well, we're going to get married. This is going to be really hard. It does feel like, where is the joy in him getting married?
He doesn't think relationships are joyful. He thinks that relationships are work. And either that has been instilled in him by her parents or friends or something like
we
that.
We don't know if his parents are married.
I don't know.
Find out later, his dad is happy that he's getting married.
I think in general, the relationships he's been in have either been the kind that are very surfacey or maybe the kind there where the other person is saying, you got to do this. It's going to take a lot of work. And it feels like work to him. I also feel like he's a very self-involved person who a person like that thinks this is a lot of work because I have to think about someone besides me.
Besides me.
So, and y'all, you can be in a relationship with someone who's self-involved. You just have to make them see that there's another person and you have to make
them
think.
It's very hard to do.
Yeah. You just have to kind of make them.
It's a lot of communicating. And a lot of drop of defensiveness.
Yeah.
It's just, but I agree with you. It doesn't add up why he's so, because he says to her when he's, she says, I want you to see the joy. He's like, yeah, but it is going to be a tough year. And she's like, you don't know that. And he said, look, my dad doesn't even know we're getting married. My mom wishes she didn't. And I went, wait, so you're putting all this pressure with your mom. You're not even telling your dad you're getting married at all?
Yeah.
So it just, something doesn't add up.
Then she uses this, and this term has actually taken off in kind of contemporary culture, this kind of toxic positivity, mm-hmm. where she's like, you chose me, and you love me, and I have this peace, so I don't care about what my parents think. I don't care about what anyone thinks. That's not true either. She really does care what her parents think, which was obvious.
She's only able to say that because her parents
liked him. Yeah. So
it is a little hindsight.
Yeah. It's a little.
I think a little bit of butt looking. I think you would be very. Because she was worried about her dad.
Yep.
She was. Remember, she. Oh my God. She's the one that basically said,
yes.
This is going to be really hard.
She was losing it.
She was not joyful at all. She was like, This is going to be really hard with my dad. And the dad was like, who gives a fucking shit?
And this is what I was saying. In the last two episodes of this, for their story, I have seen more fraudacity slips.
It just hit me. I think so much of this is fraudacity.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad building up, he didn't mind it at all.
Her family.
Even the conversation in the laundromat.
Maybe.
I think they're going to say yes. I think we've been.
I'm going to hope against hope that that's not it. But I'm starting to feel that way, too.
It feels fraudulent.
Y'all, and I know just us saying that, because it makes me a little sick to my stomach, because I don't think these two people need to be together.
We mean fraudacity, not that they're like fake putting people together on the show, but they don't really have a lot of problems.
Through the edit, fraudacity is, in a sense, through the edit, really shaping a narrative that may not be there.
Like Tiffany and Brett, you want to tell yourself this is fraudacity.
Yeah.
But Tiffany is really crying, and then what we see how the reactions to the wedding, who even knows?
Yeah.
Because so, now we hate Jackie and we loved her.
And y'all, Chelsea just keeps going on with like, I'm the happiest I've ever been. And it really does feel like she is trying to talk herself into it. And honestly, it's weird. I haven't had anyone. Chelsea has had the exact opposite of arc for me that Zach has. Like, I've understood him more and more mm-hmm. as we went on. And with Chelsea, I've started to really question if she's being truly authentic to herself.
I wrote at the end of their segment, I said, why do I feel like we're not seeing something?
Yeah. Speaking of Zach, Zach and Bliss,
they're fine.
I think they're fine.
I think they're fine.
She's like, I'm nervous, but good nervous. And he keeps saying, but I know what we feel is real. And what's interesting here is because of his patterns of thinking, that's going to be a challenge for them. He's so data logical, almost like Paul is. And she's like, but he's like, if I said I said I was going to be engaged to you, and so I will marry you. He's saying that like that should reassure you, that should make you feel good. And she's like, but I just want you to choose to marry me. You don't have to do it because you said it. He can't get that. But it was frustrating to me.
I get where he's trying to come from. He's trying to be like, I think Zach. I think from what we heard his spiel last week to her dad, justice is really important
to him.
And he feels like when you make a commitment,
yeah,
you honor that commitment.
Yeah.
And so I actually think what he's saying, I actually saw it as admirable. It was just, they both were talking about almost two different things.
Yeah. He could not say it in a way that she wanted him to. And yes, a way that
she wanted him to say, he would say, I'm madly in love with you. And that's why I want to be
with you. I'm choosing you because I'm madly in love with you, not because I said I was going to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where he's trying. Yeah.
They're using different signifiers of language, and and it may be that will probably be a contention for them in their relationship. I think they're fine. Yeah.
They better be.
It will.
I'm rooting for them.
It will bother me intensely. I think he's definitely going to say yes.
Love is blind. Takes you on twists and turns.
I will understand why she says no, but I will not like it. Because I think they're a good match.
She better not say no because his mother's going to be his mother.
her mother will be his mother.
Don't take away his mother, Bliss.
That was my biggest tear moment of the entire series. And if y'all ruined her.
He already can't see strippers. And y'all know I love strippers. And that's sad.
His mom is dead.
Oh, God.
He needs a mother.
I could never date a stripper. What if he died? Then I could never go see strippers again.
Oh, what? And you love strippers.
I do, y'all.
Y'all, Brett and Tiffany, we meet Dad, Herbert, and Brother Angus.
Speaking of loving strippers, this guy reminded me so much of my father. I think because he was bigger, but the way he talked about things, it was
I just love the phrase. What a segue. Speaking of loving strippers, my father. I wonder if y'all don't turn in regularly to know that his father does love, let's say maybe not strippers, but
certain massage places.
Certain women whose attentions he may use commerce for.
I know that my father is in heaven getting a hand job from an angel after getting a massage.
Y'all, there's a heaven for everybody.
There's a heaven for everybody.
Yeah.
And his dog, Tila, is just looking at him, sitting on his lap.
Wow!
Tila.
Yeah.
Which is weird. That was my favorite He-Man character. I wonder where they got that name from.
Please move on.
Master of the Universe is coming back.
Oh, I loved it.
The one Kevin Smith did?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you watched that.
I loved it. I loved He-Man.
It was great.
You know who was the coolest character in that? Evil-Lyn, because she was like switching up.
It was great. Who did the voice? It was Lena Headey who did her voice. It was perfect casting. I think in the new one, it's not going to be Sarah Michelle Gellar that's doing Tila. I think is it Rosario Dawson?
I don't know.
They switched it out. Forgot who it is.
I'm fine with either one.
I like Sarah Michelle Gellar. I love me some SMG, but it's fine. But Lena Headey better be back.
She better. So y'all.
You always wanted to be Orko, didn't you? You kind of are Orko.
I don't want to talk about it. No, there was a moment. This is kind of a trauma moment from my childhood when I had Orko and all the magic tricks. And I was doing them for my father.
What?
And I thought my father, I had Orko and I was doing Orko's magic tricks. And I kind of fumbled a couple of the tricks. And my father said, "Son, that's not how you do that." You see, friend, you've got to pull it like this. Keep working on it. You'll impress me. I was 8. Magic was forever dead for me after Orko. And my father showed me how to do it.
That's why you hate the magic castle. You never want to go.
I don't enjoy magic because all the joy was taken from me. By that one Orko set.
You should do a magic thing for the sissies, like a Facebook Live.
It's
or
all crap.
You need to write that story down.
See, here he goes, friend. See, I could do it.
No, did he just do the trick in front of you?
He showed me how to do it. Yeah, that's the thing about both of my parents.
And then magic wasn't real to you anymore because you wanted to impress your father.
Both of my parents didn't understand that it wasn't about really making some. Sometimes I wasn't asking to be shown how to do it perfectly. I just wanted them to be impressed by what I was doing.
Jay Bird, I loved it.
No, Jay Bird, that's not right. And I don't think it's followed me to this day at all.
I don't reap the benefits of that trauma at all.
I'm glad I've learned from that. Glad I've processed all that. And I'm definitely not repeating the same mistakes on a daily basis.
I think you should go for Orko as Halloween and do magic tricks.
Little fag.
You should do it. I'll go as Tila.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
I love some of those fur boots.
Anyway, where were we?
Let's build
Boy, that I, was a memory I haven't,
brought it up.
I haven't sourced in a while.
I never knew that about you. Boy, this week I found out so much about you between this and ceramics. All new.
Things are just coming up.
You got to write these stories down.
I need to.
But let's be honest. I wouldn't be Tila. I don't have the waist for that.
Fucking Orko.
I'd be Rand Man, that big guy who just runs his head into things and goes, oh, me built.
I mean, pal.
I don't think you have the body type for a female Masters of the Universe character.
No, not really. Yeah. Not really.
Yeah. You know who I'd like to go is the Sorceress.
Oh, yes.
He-Man, I need you to come fuck me.
I want to go with Skeletor. That's who I looked up to.
Well, that's a hat on a hat.
I know. It's too obvious.
You do like to walk around naked like he did. We need to move on. We just went
he was weirdly buff.
We just went into Eliza is going to love this because she, man, her and I message all the time
Y'all,
about
just
He-Man.
Fast forward through
just
this.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Wow.
Speaking of Brother Angus, do you remember that the Saturday Night Live skit with Christopher Walken, who was Colonel Angus in the South? You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it was, he's like, it was sitting on like on a plantation, like, well, Colonel Angus is about to get here. I've been, it's been so long. We're waiting for Colonel Angus. It's always great. Sometimes he stays a little too long. And he's like, and Christopher Walken comes up and says, I'm here, but forever, if I stay too long, just tap me on the shoulder and I shall be out of my way. Colonel Angus. So that's what I thought of when I saw Brother Angus.
That's really funny.
Brother Angus does not care that he's getting Brett's getting married. He just wants to know if she likes his hairdo, and that's all he needs.
He looked bored the entire conversation. He's like looking Bless up him. At the ceiling. He's like, I just was glad to take a flight.
He'd smoked a bowl right before.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. So his dad hasn't been on the plane since the 80s. He said, so this means a lot. So I have a feeling his dad probably, because he's a big guy, was like my father, hypochondriac.
I have a feeling they just don't,
what's that?
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia, thank you.
I think it's just that they don't leave where they live very
often. Well,
that's
true. That's my dad. Yeah, that was my dad.
But Herbert basically says,
I love that name.
Looks like you made a good connection here. How much did you pay this pretty woman to be here with you? Ooh. Like, that's like something my relatives would say.
My dad, yes, they would all say that.
This guy felt like somewhere where I come from.
Tiffany described Brett really well because she said, you know, he's not cocky, but he has this quiet confidence and this self-assuredness.
You know, it's big dick energy. That's what it is.
It's that, and God, I love Brett from this season.
I love him. I want to be Miss Brett Brown, too.
He's probably my favorite man, but because kind of all, he's a total package.
He's going to make me believe in men again.
The thing about Brett is, I do believe he's real, but I think they have a hard time getting anything from him in the edit that isn't just great because he's not really quirky like Zach. He's not like kind of weird like Paul.
But Tiffany kind of gets a little, not in a bad way, not in an unhealthy way, but she just is a more frantic energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And kind of more human.
I think Brett is someone, he's just kind of like the kind of like perfect guy.
Ooh. Y'all remember where you were when he said, get on top? I do.
And his arms, Jesus.
He said it and smoke just came out of my ears like.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You should have had that at the ready. Love is blind, girlfriend's coming.
Love my girlfriend coming.
Coming around the bend.
Love is blind. Love is blind. Love is blind.
Brett from Love is Blind. He can take it right on the girl train.
Girl train. Girl train. Get on top. Get on top of the
girl train. You can't ride the girl train with Paul because it's not girl train ride. It may be a decent dick, but it's not the girl train.
Not the girl train. Not the girl train. Not the girl train. Paul said dick.
We're girl train bound. We're girl train bound. We're girl train bound.
That's our first Love is Blind girth train.
It's true.
And to be honest, we should have done it when we saw the outline of his penis the first time. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
It's true.
But there was just too much going on.
I'm going to say this. There is no other podcast where you're getting a train whistle.
You paid $5 for that. Aren't you happy now?
Be happy. That is unique in the marketplace. Unique.
We are the Enneagram 4 podcast.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve. And that's it.
And trash.
Yeah.
No good talent.
I mean, this all goes well. You know, Angus asked, how was your childhood? And she said, you know, her parents weren't wealthy. They worked hard. And dad said, well, I'm looking forward to meeting them.
Yes.
Wherever he is from. Where is Brett from?
I don't know.
But this man is Southern.
Yeah.
He sounded almost like Louisiana.
Well, it's either he's definitely his people are from the South, it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brett said, you know, we're not the best with emotions. And Dad said, well, we were close-knit, but didn't express it with the words. And he said, but I think you guys made a good decision.
I think they're great. Micah and Paul, this is interesting. They're packing up, and Paul is leaving, I guess, because it's a tradition where they shouldn't spend the night together. You've heard of that, right?
Before the wedding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
you usually do that. The night you get married, you say, I'm not spending the night tonight.
Yeah, and I never spend the night there again.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You get poodle all before. But once your wedding...
But I'm living in the house the next day. Oh,
once the ring is on and the marriage contract is signed, she out.
And strangely enough, they're never seen again.
No. Just bouncing off into the sunset like that woman Tigger. With the caboose from that Pecos Bill cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Remember the woman with the
Pecos
bustle?
Pecos Bill, yes.
And she bounced out, and Pecos Bill never found his girlfriend again?
That is an arcane reference. Wow.
Wow. Oh, yippee-yay, yippee-yay-yo.
Boy, someone was just sat in front of the Disney Channel, and that was it.
Because Pecos Bill ended up just fucking other cowboys. Didn't write that part in.
No, that's lost in the annals of history, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, Paul has more clothes, and I went, they're going to be fine.
They're fine. She even says, like, what are we going to do? I can't even go away, like, 45 minutes without missing you. Who are you, Micah?
I know. I think she might have found someone who kind of humanized her, maybe.
either that or they're doing another lead up. They better. I'm so, after that season two finale, I'm so worried that now they want us to fall in love with them as a couple.
Well, no, that
and she will still say no.
That season two bait and switch was the most abysmal thing. I think they got blowback from that. And I know they did from us. But I feel like, I don't think there'll ever be a cast like season two. I think the editing in season two was extremely deceptive. I'm still
traumatized from it, and I'm still worried.
All I know is I hope they don't do in this next episode. I hope they don't have set, like, cameras weren't rolling when this happened, because it's the cheapest trick in the world. I hope they put a camera with every single one of them the night before.
They really did. We talk about, hold on, did we skip was that last episode where Brett and Tiffany were talking and she cried so much?
Yeah, that's the last episode.
The one before we kind of talked about it, but we didn't. She was, oh yeah, we did, holding him. I'm just so nervous about it. I'm so nervous, Poodle. So, who's next?
It's the bachelor parties and the B-let parties.
Okay.
As I have down. So, y'all, the bachelor party is kind of like burlesque, and the girls...
Give a little more.
Oh, no.
Give a little less.
I think it's show a little or show a little more.
Show
give a
little more. Show a little less. Welcome to burlesque. Oh,
wow.
Oh, I'm Cher. Oh.
Anyway, I just like keeping moving on.
I love that movie now.
The women are in some type of, like, thing where they get, like, a private room where they get on stage and strip.
This sucks.
And the men are in, like, a burlesque club.
Bring on the men.
Yeah, I agree. Normally, the women get a little bit, they kind of make it more subversive, and the women do a little bit things, and the men are taken to something.
Play pool.
Yeah.
But, of course, the one season someone has trauma about strippers, they decide to go to a burlesque bar.
Which, and Zach's like, I'm fine over here, guys.
Have you ever been? It's actually not a strip show.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I love burlesque shows.
Can you say that more feminine?
No, I can't. You've been to one, right?
I have.
They're so, y'all, sissies, if you've never gone, or if you want to feel body positivity and you want to take the jump, I say do a burlesque
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's a very supportive atmosphere, and that's what my friend did. She was taking a burlesque class, and then they performed.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, great.
You know, you're very well-versed, because at the Pilates studio we do, you're like, this woman came in, and she's apparently a burlesque person.
She was. I saw her in that Taylor Swift video.
And y'all,
she's in a champagne glass.
It's Dita Von Teese. And he's like, apparently she's a burlesque star.
I work out beside her all the time.
Went,
we've said hi.
She is the burlesque star.
She came in like a 40s dress one time. And I was like, your skirt is so cute. And she said, thank you. And she looked at me kind of weird. I was like, guess
she's
she wants
like,
to work out.
Do you not fucking know who I am?
No.
Like, if you do a movie about burlesque or a show about burlesque, you have to mention her. In
really?
The same,
she's that seminal,
yes.
Wow,
yes, she's that necessary to burlesque.
Why, like the RuPaul of drag queens? Would you say
RuPaul of burlesque? Yes,
really.
Yes.
Who knew she wasn't at the burlesque show I saw?
Must have been great.
Anyway, I love burlesque. That's all we want to say about that.
So
they're at this. Yeah, so they're at a burlesque bar. They're talking again. Zach's kind of like, don't want to do it. Kwame, though, is talking with his friends.
He never misses a chance to be the victim and whine,
just
does he?
Just around a fucking violin at this point.
He's like, her family is so supportive. It's crazy. And he's like, mom's not coming to the wedding. And then he's like, oh, and it's just so awful because April to August is my shirtless jogging month. And Seattle, you're just overpriced. You're not that great.
But I'm trying to get over it. How brave.
And at this point,
Seattle's a great fucking city. And also, the weather isn't that much different than Portland.
He just sounds so spoiled in this.
He sounds so spoiled.
And it just, I think if he was a better comedian, it wouldn't sound like he was saying it out of resentment. But he's kind of like making fun of it, but at the same time, it feels like his actual feelings.
His friends were like, "You're saying yes, right?" He's like, "Well, I'm doing it." And his friend said, "If you don't say yes, you're missing out."
Yeah, he's anyway, and y'all, but Chelsea, meanwhile, is being really loud. He's like, "He's the best. He loves me being who I am. Oh my God." He's and then they ask about his family, and she's like, "That's the only sore spot."
And that's where she's dancing. She's like, "Own who you are, never dull it down." And I went, "Oh."
And I went, "I'm officially tired of you." I've hit my wall with her, y'all.
I haven't hit my. I just think that
she's exhausting.
Jake
to me now.
Said on the first episode, "I would hang out with Chelsea," and when she said that, I went, "Jake won't hang out."
No,
with Chelsea.
No, no, no. That happened about two episodes ago, where yeah. I went, "We're not going to."
But this
jail.
Is why I'm worried about Love Is Blind. It's roller coasters, twists and turns.
I think what it was in the beginning, she was much more kind of cut to the chase. I think we're seeing her now. The cameras are on, and we're outside the pods. I think we're seeing less vulnerability and more. I got to think about the camera.
I'm in the real world.
Yeah,
and I think it's not even the camera. I think she again. I think she worries about what people think of her, and sadly, so does Kwame.
She gets on my fucking nerves.
I see them being married for probably a good 5 years.
Oh, way shorter than that for me.
They'll never have kids.
I see.
No, I think he'll stay. If it ends earlier than that, she'll be the one that ends it.
Oh, yeah.
I think, though, he'll stay in it, the martyr, him for a while.
I was going to say 2 to 3 years. Ow, I just paper cut myself.
How did you do that? You were just standing there.
No, I touched my pad.
You were, well, are you okay?
Maybe.
Are you bleeding?
I'm as best as could be expected.
Well, you know what? We wish you the best. We've got to move on.
So, I think it's Bliss is talking about later on. Oh, I'm sorry, Zach. Zach basically says the signs are all right there that we're great. He's like, even talking to his friend, even that Leon Womack song, you know, "I Hope You Dance." He's like,
"Oh,
that's going to be our first dance," and I went, "That's way too on the nose."
No, bro. Dude, that's not a popular song. That's crazy.
It's a really popular song.
I've never heard that at a wedding. I went, "That's a really fucking pop." That's like someone saying, "Oh my God, and she loves that Shania Twain song, Still the One, and we want it at our wedding." Everyone wants that.
I don't know if "I Hope You Dance" is done at weddings, because dance is a metaphor.
I got that it was a metaphor.
Yeah.
I've heard that
song at weddings,
at like 5 weddings for the father daughter dance.
Oh,
or the mother son dance.
I think that
I literally heard it at a wedding. Oh my God, they played it at my nephew and niece's wedding.
I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to offend a lot of people. That's basic,
but it's a country music thing. It's like George Strait's "I Cross My Heart." People always fucking play it.
The problem is, dance is in the title. It's too on the nose.
I agree with you. You know what? You know what? My sister-in-law, Amber, she said, what she danced to with my nephew, Dylan, she danced to this woman, did this kind of slow ballad cover version of "Sweet Child of Mine." She's like, "That's what I'm doing."
I love that.
I love that.
Lisa Barlow style.
It was a great cover of "Sweet Child
of
Mine."
You know what? That's very Enneagram 4 of her. I love it.
God.
You should figure out what she is. No, I just think the idea of saying "I hope you dance," we are dancing.
We're dancing. You know what? I love my nephew, but I agree. I'm not going to be mad.
Don't make that your first dance or your daddy-daughter dance or whatever the fuck it is. That's already, it's not a song about dancing. Just dances in there. Come on. Do better.
There's a lot of sissies right now.
I know.
Read for
I just
filth.
Read you. I just think if you had thought about it a little more,
oh no,
you would have come to the same conclusion I did.
Maybe they thought, well, since we are dancing, we're telling
no,
we're
no, okay. No, no, it's bad.
But I'm shocked. You've never heard it at a wedding?
No, no, no.
I feel like country music where I'm from was such much more of a staple than when you were. There were other music that was appreciated more.
I went to weddings where it was country music was not heard in, let's say, formal occasions in the same way.
Yeah. See, for me, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Couldn't get away from it.
I think other what I often hear for like dances for that are like jazz songs. Those seem to be, especially because they're slow dances, mm-hmm. and they seem to be more kind of classic, timeless.
Yeah, I've heard some of that.
And whenever I was asked to suggest some songs, a lot of times I suggested things like "The Way You Look Tonight," songs like "Embraceable You," like all classics mm-hmm. that where I could find big band or jazz arrangements. But I would never have suggested one with dance in the title. Like, sorry. I hope you dance.
Sorry, sissies.
You already are dancing. You don't have to hope for anything.
Again, you can go to Jake It or Fake It on that. Well,
you can.
I do kind of agree with Poodle. I can't leave him out there by himself on this one, y'all.
Y'all, the only thing we basically, Bliss says.
Well, also, we didn't know this. There's an owl connection.
He's obsessed with Harry Potter.
And so he has owl stuff, and owl is her favorite animal.
You know what?
Anything
that he needs to justify, I'm glad that the ordinary things in life are magical to him.
We've done that. Just the other day, I was hooking up with a guy, and he said, "Hey, just so you know, I got gonorrhea." And I said, "Me too. Let's fuck. It's a sign."
Wow. So
just stop the show.
But Bliss basically says, I'm just keeping going. She says, "Communication's not a problem. We're both data focused, and he's my person, and I feel it in my bones." And Brett, of course, "I find myself, blah, blah, blah. I know she's going to be a great mother. It's going to be fine, y'all." Paul is also talking about data, but he doesn't care.
He's like, the data, he says, "This has to work out because the data would be reprehensible if it did not come to conclusion." I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And y'all, then we get to a girl we haven't seen in a few episodes, and that is Drunk Micah.
Drunk Micah. And you know what? Yeah. I think this is best done in another
Love is blind.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. I can't do it. I'll lose my voice. Yeah. Da, da, da. Poodle's going to be playing the role of, as always, Micah, your girl. I'm going to be playing Shelby.
Harpy number one.
And then I don't remember the other girl's name. Harpy number one.
Harpy number two. Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of Paul. And action. Where's the shot? Where's that Jaeger shot? Yeah. What's up?
We're gonna get married. Where's my phone?
I don't know.
Get my phone, you bitch.
Why you need your phone?
I need to talk to Paul. What? He's my guy, be my husband. No,
you're supposed to focus on me. Look at me. It's our last night.
Why is your nipple in my face?
Make out with me. Please make out with me.
Stop it. I don't want to like do good girl stuff with you.
Harpy number one.
Here's your phone.
Bye. Here's your phone. Let's talk to him. I want to FaceTime him.
Paul.
We're not dialing yet. Hold on. Let me go.
Oh, sorry.
Hello? Yo-yo. Hello?
Paul. Hey, Paul. Do you love me or miss me? Or both?
Paul. She loves you, Paul. Will you love me, Paul? She won't love me, Paul.
We're gonna crash your party. I'm gonna go over there, honey, because you better not be with any girls.
What? Are you okay? Are you okay, honey?
You're a bitch.
What? A bitch my butt. A bitch my butt. That's what he knows.
Your ass is huge.
She deserves, you deserve everything. Everything. Paul. Yeah, I'm gonna hang up.
Oh, what do you mean a bitch? I just want you guys to support me in whatever I do.
You give me a Jaeger shot, I will.
Some people underestimate him because he's so smart. He's cute. And he's funny. He's so epic. It doesn't even matter if his dick's not that great. I'm really tight, so it's fine.
And scene. There's our girl.
I love Drunk Micah.
Even in this scene, I don't hate her as much anymore.
I don't know what happened. There's something, I really do believe their editors are magicians, because their editors find a way.
But you don't like that word.
I don't like magic. Magicians, I do, that they're turning something that should not be that way. Y'all have been sending me the Christine Quinn purse that was a fishbowl, and I appreciate it.
She had a purse that was an actual fishbowl?
No, a fake one. Not a purse with an actual water in it,
well,
and a goldfish.
Well, people used to have shoes, goldfish in their shoes. PETA got pissed.
I think that's understandable.
I think so, too. A terrible life for a goldfish.
So, y'all, let's just talk about it. Kwame and Chelsea,
Bliss,
the wedding. Okay, this venue, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
This is where I'd love to get married at one place like this.
I don't even mind that it's pink.
No.
They chose, you know, my cousin Kelly, Aunt Peggy's youngest daughter, her first wedding, she got married in pink.
Her first wedding.
And then the second, well, but, you know, they divorced after a year because, you know, she married a tall pharaoh and he was not good. Yeah, Eric Tall Pharaoh. Hey, they
the
worked
dynasty.
It out now, but he was not a good guy. But they got divorced. I think he, like, I don't know what happened. Cheater or something like that. They got divorced after like a year. And then she married her husband now, who's a doctor, Dale. I love Dale. My dad's favorite, Kelly. And anyway.
Otherwise known as Dale.
Dale. That's what I said.
When you say it, it always sounds like D-E-L-L.
Y'all, best dermatologist what south of Oklahoma City, Dale Archer.
It's,
anyway.
Your refusal to use a diphthong makes me think it's Dale.
D-A-L-E, Dale.
Yeah, I hear Dale.
He's not a chipmunk. Anyway, best dermatologist, and also always does a prayer.
He's
at
not
Christmas.
An advertiser.
Best Chris. Anyway, but she got
good
married.
Good Father Weege's prayer.
I think she got married with pink again because she said, I still want pink, and by God, we're going to do it again.
Okay.
Have great. Pink at your wedding. And if you do, make it look gorgeous like this.
So,
her flowers are gorgeous.
She's just gushing to all her friends about how great Kwame is. His friends come in and basically he's like,
Ezekiel,
you know what? If I'm going to be married, I'm going to be married. He's like, but if I'm single, I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm thinking, that's not what you're saying.
That's not good. But Chelsea's friend Melissa shows up and then she talks to them that his mother is not coming. And she said, I feel bad because
Barbara.
Chelsea said still.
But, she's telling him.
She's telling the other Melissa.
Sorry, I misunderstood the subject of your sentence.
Chelsea's telling Melissa and her other friends, saying mom's not coming. She said, I hate that because she said, who wants to get in the way of the love of someone and their son?
Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Again, something Jackie doesn't have, a little empathy there. But then Chelsea also said, which is true, also men aren't ready like we are.
Why Chelsea getting her hair done here? Why is she wearing her bridal earrings while they're doing her hair?
I don't know. Maybe. Well, they maybe want to see how the hair looks with the earrings.
It just felt like so distracting. They were large earrings,
too. She was wearing them day one, like in the beginning. Maybe they're nice and she just didn't want to lose them.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just thought.
Sometimes they do, like, but usually they'll do the hair and then.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Because the hair can get caught in the earring.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Good eye, Poods.
So they are.
Barbara and Jerry show up with Kwame.
Now, I think Jerry's the hotter brother.
Jerry's good looking. His friend Ezekiel can get it. Actually, all of Kwame's friends can get it.
Yeah, they're all soccer players.
They're all fucking Sean Cody boys.
Yeah.
They are Sean Cody boys.
It's very Sean Cody. They're a little older than Sean Cody.
Yeah, more like I don't know, Gary Cody.
Y'all, Barbara comes in, like as my mother would say, like a truckload of turkeys. She is the star of the show.
What does that mean?
Like loud noise. Yeah, like big presence.
Yeah. Like a truckload of donuts. Yeah.
Barbara basically says, I raised you right.
I love her.
She's fun.
And she said, you know, she kind of joking, but you can tell that she kind of isn't. Like, she definitely had a hint. It just, something happened on the way to heaven with their parents.
I feel like the way they talk about their mom seems like she is a very intractable person. And you could almost feel, they should just put a pit portrait of the mom up.
And, yes,
and let us just feel the power of her presence.
She is someone to be feared.
Yeah. And
that's where they tell him, they're like, Dad's fine with it. And he went, what? He didn't even, they're like, yeah, Dad's excited for you. I went, but you didn't call your dad.
He sent you a fruit basket, a fruit bouquet.
I'm sorry, but y'all, this show
an edible arrangement.
Exactly. This show puts so much emphasis on familial relationships, especially his mother. We're just not talking about the dad
at all.
You
know what it is? This got super low stakes for me, this episode, and it's like the story running out of gas for me.
So it's like, hey, we need to bump up this mom thing on episode 10.
Y'all, and Jerry delivers a Father We Just prayer.
That made me emotional. When people, unless they're praying to convert someone to heterosexuality, or before a sports game, because that always makes me roll my eyes, because I was just ready to go home. But when people just, like, you see just a small group of people, like, praying together or thinking together or... That always is moving to me.
Yeah, when someone prays before a sports game, it should be like, let's make sure no one gets injured. I don't think you need to say, be with our teams and blah, 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 to win this sports game.
Yeah, that I don't get. But when people are in a moment of either joy or a moment of needing strength, and they just, the energy of it, it's very moving to me.
So,
because it's love, whatever you think. And
Chelsea
believe,
basically says, my decision is yes. It's going to be. It's always going to be yes.
Yes, I can.
I'm in a dream.
Yes, I will.
No government bill.
Yes, I said I'm going to come over here and say yes.
Anyway, Barbara gives Chelsea a purse that's like a kente cloth.
This was
gorgeous. Thought this was really sweet. And like, this is a piece of Ghana. And that's when I went. Clearly, his family is into this. So it feels like things are pointing towards both of them saying yes.
I already sang it. I'm not going to sing it again.
Yeah.
Say yes.
So later.
I just want to say Chelsea's response to her of thank you for help raising the man that I love.
Yeah.
And that made Barbara cry. I love Barbara.
At one point, she's talking to Kwame later on, Barbara is, and she's like, you're going to be a good husband. Make us proud. And they're about to walk down the aisle, basically. And she says, Kwame says, when I look at Chelsea, I see my partner loving, open to understanding. Every way he talks about her feels like she is a statue, like that you can admire.
I feel like I can get a statue. I almost feel like it sounds like an achievement or something they're trying to like he's talking to his team at work about a big goal they have.
Yeah, that, you know, the thing is, he does approach everything like that
in a business sense.
It's like. it's everyone doing who does marketing, and it feels like he's selling himself.
And that's what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
I mean, I do like that his sister did say, nice, you know, mom's not here, but she's not wishing you ill will. She's praying for you.
He does say, I do have cold feet, and my biggest fear is that we won't have a safety net. And y'all, Kwame hasn't written any vows.
He's not.
Now,
Chelsea's makeup looks gorgeous, by the way.
It's the best she's ever looked.
Brides, I'm telling you, almost all brides, a lot. When I worked at Sephora, they used to go like, really? You want me to put some pink around my eyes? The most romantic eyeshadow you can wear, unless you have really red, red skin, and or you have rosacea, or things like that, a little bit of just pink on the backdrop of your eyelid will go a long way.
The makeup artist who put this together did a miracle, because the normal look for her ages her and makes her look, I don't know, there's a brittleness sometimes with her look.
Hardness.
Yeah.
She looks younger.
Yes.
And her eyes look bigger and more open.
She never looked better.
Bigger and more open. Gorgeous.
Yeah. I would have said yes to her.
Wow.
But I would have said no quickly, because I think she'd be too smart, because I couldn't murder her.
She is too smart for you.
Yeah. So
the dress, it's fitted better, but I still think it's wearing her.
Yeah, it's too extra.
Kwame looks nice. I like his
little bow tie.
And so, y'all, they go, I mean, it's time. Let's do it. She's up there. The pink looks beautiful. Poodle was terrified about the balloons. We don't have to
talk
about
them.
He worried about it the whole time, because I bet he thought, ooh, it's raining. They're outside in a tent. Something could blow and pop that balloon.
Her vows are really nice about going off to our journey together. And Kwame says, I'm just going to share what's on my mind. I was like, is he going to break up with her now? Because that was my first thought.
I know. That's what I thought.
But he's like, I fell in love with you before I saw you. And I will say,
I love the sound of your voice.
But the vows were still a little nonspecific.
He said, I love the sound of your voice. I love when we disagree, because it brings us back. I think he said something to a closer.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't write anything because I wanted to tell you how I feel right now. I can't believe I'm standing across from someone who as I put captain. That's not the right word.
Captivating.
Captivating as you.
I think
it was fine.
I think my problem would have been here. If he was really nervous, he would have stumbled with his vows. And I feel like maybe we were being punked a little bit. Maybe this.
Y'all, because she says, I do.
She says, I do.
I said, I do.
And y'all, he looks a little bit like he's eating bad shrimp.
I don't know. I honestly want him to say no. I don't know what he's going to say.
Let's do predictions. Let's do predictions for all four of them.
Predictions of what we think is going to happen or what we want to happen. There's a difference.
We can do both.
I would say one or the other, but Chelsea, you go first for Chelsea Kwame. I don't know.
Right now, I'm going to say, I've just from what we've been talking about with the editing right now and where they want us to go, I think he might say yes. I do not want them to be together.
I don't want them to be together, but I will say with these last two episodes, I think he might say yes. But I can't give that 100%. I'm 50-50.
Micah and Paul.
I feel like Micah and Paul are a yes.
I think they're a yes. I think he's definitely a yes. I don't. Nothing has told us in any cold feet scenario, unless it happens the day of.
Unless it happens
that
the day
for
of.
Him, especially for her, I'm not as sure. I think she's going to say yes.
All right.
So we got two yeses.
What do you want them to say?
I kind of think I want it.
I kind of think I want them to say yes too.
Tiffany and Brett.
Well, clearly we want yes. I feel like it has to be yes, but that little trailer they showed.
I know. I think that's more proof that it's yes.
I think we've had to do.
God, I hate this game.
Maybe a family member had a heart attack or something, and that was a surprise. I mean, God bid. I don't want that.
I'm sticking to my belief. Yes, yes.
Zach and Bliss.
I feel like I'm saying yes, yes to everyone. Me too. But someone's got to say no.
They do, I guess. Well, Marshall and Jackie already did.
If Zach or Bliss, if someone said no, who would say it?
Zach.
See, I think because of that Bliss. Whole commitment talk, if anyone said no, it would be Bliss.
They might be the one because they're both a little bit loose cannony.
Can I just say, we're fucking idiots that we think everyone's going to say yes, yes on this show. We are stupid.
We were wrong.
We are the reason why this show is successful because we are always wrong.
But we weren't. Last season we were not. We called some no's.
Last season we were better.
Yeah,
we were wrong on the first season. Except for Cameron and Lauren, and season two we missed everyone, but we don't talk about season two.
We don't talk about that's the season I'd rather not ever mention again.
All right, y'all, that's a show. I'm going because I want to watch the next episode so that way we can recap it for you. This has been Love is Blind, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Y'all know the drill. Who fucking cares? And if you want to I don't care. I need to watch the next episode. If you want to watch, take us out, Poodle. I don't have anything to say.
Ask yourself, is love
blind? You're the Jaeger.
You bitch.
Love is blind.